We've enjoyed having a book about Strzelecki for 97 to 12, for how many years? For a long time. But we never had a book about MacArthur. And to tell you the truth, we knew very, very little about James MacArthur, especially that there was another James MacArthur, much more popular and known in the colony society. So finally, thanks to John Anderson, we have a book about James MacArthur, Strzelecki's companion, journey companion. How did it come that you decided to write the book about him? How did it go? How long did it take to gather the materials and write the book, considering that you were a man of your own, engineering, a profession, also a family man, having children, having grandchildren, and doing such a big research? Can you tell us more about it?
Right. Well, when I retired in 2007, I had always had very much an interest in Kosciuszko National Park, and it also, when my daughter was 10, we had some Polish people visit our ski lodge, and they had a ceremony up at Charlotte Pass. So we actually participated in that. That would have been in about 1990. So in the back of my mind, there's always been this interest in Kosciuszko National Park. So when I retired, I started reading some of the history, and I read a lot about Strzelecki. And every now and again, this name MacArthur would pop up, and I thought, well, who's MacArthur? So that was what started me. So over the next 15 years, I started doing research and visited many, many places along the route from Sydney to Kosciuszko or Kosciuszko. And I guess that's where it came from. It took me a long while because, as you said, I was interested in other things and I also had a family and a wife. But my wife, Kathleen, encouraged me in the sense that she always enjoyed coming with me because we visited different places. So over that period of time, we visited pretty well everywhere along the way to Kosciuszko, including Hamel Spur, which I've climbed three times, just following up on areas of interest relating to Strzelecki and MacArthur's trip. And that's what you see today. The result of that is in a book about James MacArthur.
At the moment you started doing research, how much did you know about MacArthur comparing to how much do you know today?
Well, I knew nothing about MacArthur at all.
And what do we know about him nowadays?
Well, I know a lot because obviously it ended up in a book, which is basically follows his life in general. I didn't concentrate on his life except to get a flesh it out, so I had a bit of an understanding of where he'd come from and where he went afterwards. But basically the book is about his journey with Strzelecki. And I might point out others, including two convicts, to climb and name, as Strzelecki did, Mount Kosciuszko. So I know a lot about MacArthur now.
So we even know who he was married to. We know where he was buried. And we know that he was not buried next to his wife.
We do that. And in fact, it was interesting because his wife is buried where some of my family are buried, in Crow's Nest. And that was one of those things when you're doing this research, you suddenly find that there are connections that you were totally unaware of. So there was some connection in that sense between MacArthur's wife and some of my family who are buried in the same cemetery. And that's the sort of thing you get from doing the research. Sometimes odd things pop up.
Lucky.
But I think the other things I was interested in as time went on was, for an example, Bogolong. I'd read about that in various books about Strzelecki getting a letter from King, and I wondered where that was, so we had to visit that. And it's actually now called Bookham on the Hume Highway. But I spent probably a year researching that and just fleshing that out. So when I say a year, it wasn't something I did every day of the week. It was just when I had a bit of spare time. But it was just something I got interested in and just kept on fleshing out until I had enough information to write the book. I think I've been encouraged all the way because we often, both Kath and I, were talking about various issues, and we met a lot of Polish people, and once we'd mentioned about Strzelecki and that would then raise up other conversations. So only recently we were in the park on the Fredbo River and met a young couple there, and it turned out she was actually Polish. And that started a half-hour conversation about Strzelecki and MacArthur and other things relating to the park. So it's been quite interesting.
How much did they know?
Very little. But it was just, they were interested. I guess that's the point I'm making. So it was just interesting from our point of view to talk to them about those issues because they were interested.
What kind of man was MacArthur?
I think he was a gentleman, and I don't think he needed to push his own barrow, so to speak. I think he just kept to himself a little bit. He didn't want to publicise what he was doing. All he was interested in was perhaps getting out on his own and farming in his own station so he could raise sheep and, I guess, continue what the MacArthurs were doing, which is basically related to sheep.
A nice, well-balanced, quiet man, would you say?
I'd say so, yeah. But he was a gentleman, so I don't think he had to, in his mind, be outgoing and perhaps chase other people to... He was a MacArthur. So I don't think he had to do anything else. Whereas, as you know, Strzelecki didn't lose any opportunities to promote himself. But to be fair, he was in a different country. He was relying on other people to actually support him. And, you know, I can understand why he did what he did. So I don't think badly of him for doing that. I think he had to do that. Because he was relying rather largely on others helping him.
So the book is here, just published a year ago or so. Yes. Why people should read it?
Why should people read it? Well, I think it'll different people will read it for different reasons. Those who are interested in Strzelecki will read it to find out whether I've been kind to him, I guess, or not. One of the reasons I was keen to meet you was, you know, just to find out what you thought of the book, because I was never quite sure what the Polish community might think, whereas I very much tried to stick to the facts and basically reference anything that I said. So I couldn't understand really why anyone would object. But as far as MacArthur goes, the people may be interested in the MacArthur family. But I think the main reason is if people are really interested in Kosciuszko National Park and in particular where the name for Kosciuszko came from, then I think they'll find an interesting read because, as the book says, it's the untold story of naming Kosciuszko. And it covers quite a lot of territory. So people who haven't heard of, for example, Hanel Spur, they'll get that information. So, it follows a lot of threads. Some would argue too many, but that's what I did. You know, it was basically to follow up lots of threads about different areas in Kosciuszko National Park, and then that's what's in the book.
One reason more to read the book about Strzelecki's core partner.
Journey companion, yeah.
Journey companion.
What, meaning Mark MacArthur was his journey companion, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is interesting as well, that is the great MacArthur, father of James.
James' father was Hannibal of Parramatta.
Yeah. So he gave, as far as I remember, £500 to Strzelecki. And to cover the cost of the trip, and not to his son, but to Strzelecki.
That we've learned from Emmeline, from her book.
I'm not sure that's right. My understanding is that, and this is something that MacArthur's wife wrote, that the inference is that MacArthur provided the £500. Now, whether that came from Hannibal, I don't know. But it was quite clear to me that MacArthur provided the £500.
That it is Hannibal.
But it probably
Hannibal
came.
Handed either a check or something or the money to Strzelecki.
No. I don't believe that was the case. I think
that's what Emmeline has written.
She may have, but I don't agree. I think that Hannibal. I have no evidence to say that, but my guess is Hannibal provided the £500 to MacArthur, and he spent most of that money on horses because they were very expensive. And that's in the information that his wife provided. James's wife provided. I'm pretty sure that's in the book. Yeah, so my understanding is that £500 was spent more on MacArthur's equipment and his horses and so on. I don't know how Strzelecki benefited from that or not, but I don't think it was given to Strzelecki.
Strzelecki had a pack horse and then it vanished on the way to the mountains. We have no idea what happened.
Well, he started off in Sydney with a small carriage.
Yes.
Which I think I said in the book, I don't know what happened to that. Mm. My guess is that he left that at John MacArthur's property at Camden.
Oh.
And then he proceeded on there. Now, it's always been thought that Strzelecki actually walked, but I'm not quite sure I believe that on this expedition. I think he had a couple of horses with him and he used those to then continue on his journey south.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I've got no evidence to prove that. That's just my Understood.
So it looks like yet another book has to be written about the horses.
Well, I don't think I'll be writing it because I've moved on. But yeah, but there are still unanswered questions.
It's going to be a long time before another John Anderson appears on the horizon, you know, hell-bent on doing research for the next 10 or 15 years. So I think the value of the book is just, you know, you can't question it. We've got to have it. We've got to value it. We've got to learn everything really by heart. Anyway, thank you very much. And as I said, before we get another book about the horses, or another book about Strzelecki, or yet another book about MacArthur, it's going to be a very, very long time. So in the meantime, let's cherish this one. Thank you.
Thank you.